world where advertising pervades our lives. During your morning drive, you see it in billboards and signs, and hear it on the radio. When you pick up the morning paper, you see the classifieds. When you turn on your television, you see it take up time that could go towards your favorite show. And even when you access the internet, you can see ads on almost every page you visit. And for most of these platforms, there's been some invention that has caused a huge shift in how the average consumer uses it. The biggest example used to be the remote for the television, but now, that award would have to go to the ad blocker, and how that will single-handedly change how the free web works. In fact, you don't even have to wait, as some of the effects can be seen now. Most websites rely on ads, memberships, or donations to keep the servers online. According to Pagefair, advertisers this year have lost $21.8 billion alone. Advertising is becoming less and less viable as a way of keeping a website afloat. Some websites have even started to fight back against ad-blocking users. Recently, Yahoo has denied access to users who block ads, keeping them from signing into their accounts and accessing their inboxes. Yahoo has also gone after many sites that have posted workarounds to this filter. A lot of sites have also started to put up messages for people who block ads asking them to whitelist their website, letting in ads that help pay for web hosting. This has even started to affect people who do digital media for a living. People like YouTubers get hit hard when a majority of their audience block ads. Because of this, many YouTubers have moved away from ads in search of other platforms, such as Patreon, which copies the same form of patronism that was used back in the Renaissance. Now, ad blocking in its current state is growing rapidly and shows no signs of stopping. According to Pagefair, from 2014 to 2015, there was a 41% increase in users who had extensions that blocked ads, hitting 198 million in June of 2015. Part of this was the release of iOS 9, which allowed content blockers to be released on the App Store. The number of apps that soared to the top of the App Store charts in 2 days really sent a message to web publishers. So much so that one developer, Marco Arment, took his app off of the store, saying that ad blockers benefit a ton of people in major ways. They also hurt some, including many who don't deserve to be hit. Part of the reason that ad blockers are very alluring to the consumer is that ads today can be very intrusive and annoying, doing everything from making you unable to click on the web page to playing a video somewhere in a tiny corner of the screen, making it near impossible to find. Ad blockers also lighten up the load of data that your device has to download from a website, which can save you money. The New York Times tested this on smartphones and found 29 different news sites where you would be paying the same or more in data for ads as you would for actual content. Another reason that many people block ads are the added security benefits. Many ads use Java, which is the single biggest vulnerability in your web browser, allowing those who are skilled to install malware and viruses on your computer, even from a safe website. Many people block ads for the aforementioned reasons, and for a lot of users, the ability to have a safer, faster, easier browsing experience is something that they prefer, especially when many ad blockers have an acceptable ads policy. This allows ads to be shown to you as long as they don't hinder your web browsing experience. Now, something I can tell you from personal experience is that I use ad blockers, and over the course of about 3 years and average internet use, I've blocked over 125,000 ads. And I have never seen a single ad that follows an acceptable ad policy. And seeing as I've blocked 42,000 ads a year, ads that slow down my web experience and can even leave me vulnerable to cyber attacks, is the reason that I don't switch back. And it's the reason that many people keep switching every day. But now, it's really up to advertisers to choose the direction that this war of online ads goes. We could have more ads that follow an acceptable ads policy, or we could have more sites like Yahoo that will restrict access to ad-blocking users and start to rely on other means to keep their servers online. But until either one happens, I am just going to sit back and enjoy my web browsing experience. For WHJE, this has been Evanonymous. More stories like these can be found online at whje.com.